Hoptoberfest for us, but next weekend it's Oktoberfest in the Douglas Saugatuck area, and a member of Community Pride, the group that's putting this on, is Liz Engel on the line with us this morning. Is there a lot of German heritage in the Douglas Saugatuck area, or is this just a good excuse to have a party?
Oh, it's a great excuse to have a party, and we are a mixed and diverse group of people here.
All right, so tell us about what's happening then with your Oktoberfest, the 8th and the 9th.
Well, it is going to be a two-day event. We have not had an Oktoberfest in about 10 years, and we are putting it back together and putting us back on the map together with the 40th annual gallery stroll that's going to be going on as well. So on October 8th from noon to 5, we're going to begin with a walking parade just a few blocks away from Berry Field at the corner of Mixer and Center Street, kind of near the library and City Hall. And the Ein Prosit musicians with elfin horns are going to start us down the street. We're going to have festive costumes, or not. Everyone can participate. You can come how you're dressed. There's going to be dancers and the event attendees that are going to lead us down to the Berry Field at 8 Center Street, and they're going to perform the opening ceremonies, which is blowing of the horns, and it includes the tapping of the keg by the Burgermeister.
All right.
Then from 1 to 3:30, we're going to have the Ein Prosit German Band, and this is a group of musicians from Michigan, Indiana, and Illinois who enjoy playing and entertaining the German, Austrian, and Bavarian Oktoberfest-style music, and they're going to kick us off and have a great band of people playing, and we're going to have the Worst Boy Dancers from Kalamazoo, and that's WURST, not the worst in Kalamazoo, but the Worst Boys Dancers from Kalamazoo doing traditional high-energy German dances. They're called Schuhplatter. So that'll be new for me. I'm not really sure what we're into. I know a little bit about polka, and they're going to do some polka and some instruction for us, and there's going to be a great big food and beer tent, and that's presented by Everyday People Cafe and the Smokestack. So we're going to have food like Weisenheindel grilled chicken, bratwurst and frankfurters, sauerkraut, German potato salad, Bavarian soft pretzels with either mustard or beer cheese. There's a pickle barrel of giant pickles, root beer on draft, libations from Revolution Brewing, Oktoberfest Marin, and Miller Lite. Plus, there's wine and bubbles for those who don't like the beer. There's a keg toss. I've never been to a keg toss.
Empty or full?
I think it's empty.
Good.
I think so. Yeah.
I hate to spill it. That'd be the problem, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, there's another place for that. So from 3:30 to 5, then we're going to change it up a little bit where Nate Holly, who's our local rock musician, is going to transition us from that Bavarian pipe into the next genre, which is a rock band style from Saturday, then closes at 5. And then we're going to pick up where Nate left off on Sunday from noon to 3 the next day, again at Berry Field, the Oktoberfest Brat, Blues, and Beer Tent Bash. And so this is going to feature Ricky Hicks' rhythm and blues band. It's going to include the libations and the brats and the pretzels, again by Everyday People Cafe. There's going to be yard games like cornhole and beer pong. Never played either of those either. So we are bringing this to Douglas as a free event. There's no entrance charge. It is we are benefiting from help of sponsorships like Bigby Coffee, the Downtown Douglas Development Authority, some businesses, Century 21 Affiliated, Dunes Resort, the Saugatuck Douglas Convention and Visitors Bureau, Green Koi, Sherwood Forest Bed and Breakfast, the Mazwi, some of the churches, Greg Smith from Caldwell Banker, Cabri Matnack from State Farm, the Kirby Hotel. So there's lots of local support that we have that is able to bring this event free of charge to our area.
All right, October 8th and 9th this year. I know you're talking about maybe expanding it to 3 days next year. Somewhere back in the archives, there are photos of me from high school a gazillion years ago, because we actually had a German band at Ovid-LC High School, because our band instructor was Roger Weiersberg. So we had to have a German polka band. So somewhere, there's pictures of me playing my trumpet in that German band.
Oh,
so,
I was going to ask if it was an accordion.
No,
played the accordion.
It was trumpet in that. So we were mostly a brass band for that.
Did you wear a
Lederhosen? Not true Lederhosen, I don't think. But we had the funny hats, though, so I remember that.
Yeah.
So in the knickers.
Try us out with that on and your Lederhosen or your dirndl and enjoy.
I have a kilt, so but you know, whatever. We could still be we could be European that way. So yeah. There you go. Wonderful stuff. Good luck with it. Hopefully great weather for you guys next weekend for that. Finally back after about 10-year break. Liz, good luck with the event, all right?
Thanks very much. We're tented with size.
There you go.
We're ready for all weather.
Okay.
Thank you.
Liz Engel, a member of Community Pride. Oktoberfest in the Douglas-Saugatuck area. Douglas, primarily, coming up on October 8th and 9th on our Travel Michigan update.